I'll give you a little bit of a spoiler. It's not guys playing Civ.
I do that every week. Every other week, you know what I mean.
It's like the lowest rated episode ever. This episode, we did it without Mackie or Cardivandua.
I checked the download stats. Minus 400. What the hell?
Polycast.
An official podcast.
The Fulton Civilization site.
Christmas special 2008. Have a merry little humbug.
Happy holidays.
Are here again. Well, we can think about what we would like the topics to be.
Who has the sexiest voice?
Me.
Woman don't gap. You have built-in advantages. Welcome, everyone, to the second edition of Off Topic Cast. That's right, we're back for another go. Wait, what then? The 2008 Polycast Christmas special. No one told me about this.
Oh.
That was embarrassing. Oh.
Joke's on you, Imran.
I knew it was too good to be true. Dan would never have told me the truth. I wouldn't have shown these crazy modcast people joining us today. Oh, well.
Sorry, you're joining us. It's not the other way around.
Yes. Welcome to Modcast!
Oh, dear. We have to set down the ground rules.
My worst nightmare has come true. And the propagator of this horrific joining together, Daniel Quick.
Boo! I mean, ho, ho, ho!
Joining me with the wool being pulled over our eyes, Cardamandua.
Merry Christmas.
And Makalua.
And also Happy New Year, because by the time you hear us again, it'll be after New Year's.
And our captors for the next way too long, John B.T. Oz.
G'day, everyone, and happy humbug time!
Kenneth Impaler W.R.G. Furland.
Greetings.
Tim Ruff Pratt.
Close enough. Ruff, hi. And hello, everybody.
Tony Garrett Sidzaka Keel.
Hello.
And me, your unwitting participant, Imran Siddiqui. Welcome to our 2008... I don't know what piece... Polycast Christmas Special 2008. I don't know what PCCS is.
We're sorry it's not going to be as awesome as girls playing Civ, but it's kind of hard to top that.
I know. It is a disappointment, but you'll have to deal.
Especially because we got modcast people on.
Oh. It's going to be like that today.
Let the war begin.
And there's no way we can mod his game to pieces because he doesn't actually play the game.
Oh, yeah! Victory!
I'm not even sure what we're supposed to be talking about here. I just figured...
I don't know in general what we talk about on a weekly basis.
Yeah, Emron's very unprepared. And he likes it that way.
Unpack for Civilization 3, a Christmas city set based on Santa Claus's Village. A Civ 3 play-by-email game. Christmas is about giving. That's what this victory is about. It's given to the person who gives the most.
Have you guys heard the joke about giving and getting?
When Civ 4 you come to play, you'll not know the light of day.
Revealing a certain something on the show.
Has everyone got their scripts?
To take off on the 12 days of Christmas. The Christmas City, which is a graphic mod pack for Civilization 3, a Christmas city set based on Santa Claus's Village.
Wait a minute, that don't look like Santa Claus's...
This is nice.
Where are those reindeers? I can't see them.
They're in the barn.
Someone actually went there and took pictures? This is where we get this mod?
Yes, you can see the little picture of the village, and it looks quite nice. It's got little red houses with snow on the roof, and I assume the snow on the ground is part of the mod, too. Or has the city just been placed in glacial terrain?
A nice Christmas tree.
But Ken, I can't even see the reindeer.
It could use some reindeer. It could also use, like, a little pole for the north.
It really just looks like a school campus.
It does look a little bit like a red brick school campus, yes, yes.
Yeah. You know what's great about this mod is now after Christmas, if Santa doesn't bring you what you wanted for Christmas...
You can raise his city.
Exactly. You can send in the troops. Get your revenge.
Remake 20, it's a Civ 3 play by email game over at CFC.
We should start a Civ 4 one. Or someone out there should start a Civ 4 one.
Remake 20 says that Christmas is about giving. That's what this victory is about. It's given to the person who gives the most. Now, he had started off and someone had pointed out something that needed tweaking. For one thing, he said that map trading is allowed and he would give so many points every single time you traded a map. And so then someone said, well, no, just a second. If you trade a map, then every turn you could be trading a map. So in the end, you end up getting more points for trading maps than you would for, say, giving up a city, for instance.
Yeah, the idea is actually rather flawed, because in a Civ game, if you gift something to someone else, there's nothing that would prevent them from, again, gifting it to someone else, plus the fact that it's earning them profit. And like, if I give you a city, okay, the city's worth this much. Now you're going to make things from the city. Then you can then gift those things and then gift the city again later. So it's kind of a little self-defeating.
So you don't give anything for the first half of the game?
I don't know. Maybe it's like I build up the largest empire possible and then
give the entire
empire to someone else the last turn. It's an interesting concept. It's kind of like how can I potlatch my opponent the most? You know? For those of you who are in, a potlatching means being excessively generous in certain Native American cultures that actually are gift-based.
You mean like giving pot roasts?
I don't know where the term actually comes from, but that's what it means. There'd be like, say this one village here gives like a bunch of blankets to the next village. If they give too much, that's like a potlatching.
Well, right now he's thinking 1 point for every gold piece, 20 points for every tech, 15 for a world map, 10 for a territory map, 50 for a city, and 75 for a city with wonders, but that doesn't change with the number of wonders. But then, further on, then says, maps can only be traded once every 10 turns, and cities may not be given to anyone else. No gold trading and no AI. Well, as you were getting at, Ken, how are you really going to control that? On the honor system, are we?
Nothing like the honor system.
Yeah, and then you have to consider also the fact that how are you going to keep the scores? I mean, someone's going to have to be a judge to arbitrate and confirm that all of these exchanges have actually happened.
All right, let's get out the spreadsheet. It's going to be required to have Civilization III Conquest, the version 1.22 patch.
Have you guys heard the joke about giving and getting?
No, please tell us.
This little kid says to his parents, what are you going to get me for Christmas? What are you going to get me for Christmas? And the father sits him down and says, you know, it's better to give than to receive. And he goes, oh, okay, okay. What are you going to give me for Christmas? I didn't say it was good.
There's a poem by CivFan91.
When Civ 4 you come to play, you'll not know the light of day. Raising armies, raising towns, while getting rid of sick green frowns. Your mood will swing from glad to mad. Wars you'll fight, some will end bad. Deals you will make in the cold winter gloom. then betray and fight till one sees doom. Friends you had will run in fright, for your face will look as though you stayed up all night. And when you start to feel the burn, you'll utter the immortal, just one more turn.
Just one more turn.
Oh, that was beautiful.
No singing! My ears are dying.
You don't love my beautiful voice?
Imran, the rule on modcast is no groaning.
Yes. That was wonderful Civ music, and I'm sure it will be number one on the Civ 4 charts. People will download it.
Or on the editing floor.
Oh, yeah, or on the editing floor.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards floor at this point.
Oh. All right. Now you guys made me feel so sad about my beautiful singing voice. You know, I took classes. I trained for years to have a beautiful voice like that.
Give the money back. Give the money back.
Mackie and I have been talking about revealing a certain something on the show to help advertise the special.
Oh, yeah. He's doing this huge build-up. Hi, I'm Stephanie. There.
Yep, that's Mackie's first name. That's her real first name.
Ooh.
Spoiler!
So, what's the big special thing?
I guess I oversold it.
He doesn't get it.
Mackie's never said it before.
These modcast people are slow, Dan.
Well, what's so big about someone's first name? I mean, if you go on modcast, Tony makes you mention your first name.
Oh, yeah.
There's no handles on modcast.
Yeah, guess what? Next podcast, we're going to reveal my first name.
That's not exciting.
Joseph.
It's like I'm meeting a new person. I don't.
Wait, did you actually think like her first name was Mackie? I mean.
No, we'd already discussed this.
Has everyone got their scripts?
We present to you, the Polycast and Modcast audiences, a humbug carol by the newest regular co-host in the Polycast family, John B.T. Oz Archer. It is our take on the now classic A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, first published in 1843. Enjoy.
"'Twas the night before Christmas humbug, and Bob Scratchit was busy working for his old boss, Scrooge McCrikey. The old Scrooge was busy counting his fortune when Bob approached him, trembling with fear. He got up the courage to say to his boss,
"Excuse me, Mr. Scrooge, but it's humbug day tomorrow. Can I have the day off to spend with my family, and could I have an advance of 6 pence to buy food for humbug day?"
"Hey, boy, Crikey, you're right, young Scratchit. All righty. You can have humbug day off, but make sure you're here on the 26th, which is the Boxer's Day, as you will have to box all the boxes that day, and here is your 6 pence, and don't spend it all at once. Now be off with you, by Crikey."
"Alrighty, thanks, Mr. Scrooge, and have a humbug time to you too."
A short time later, Mr. Scrooge McCrikey decided to close up shop and head home. On the way home, he saw a group of singing carolers strolling past. He put out his cane and chirped one of them up. Gangling things up. Crikey! Upon reaching home, Scrooge came to the door, usually yelling out,
"Boy, Crikey! Baldrick! Here, Baldrick! Here, boy!"
And out of dark shadows came Baldrick, Mr. Scrooge's faithful manservant of many years.
"Good evening, my lord. Did you have a nice day?"
"Bah, humbug! Would you like a humbug, Mr. Baldrick?"
"Don't mind if I do."
And he takes a humbug from the bag of candy.
"Baldrick, did you finish those Xmas humbug cards I asked you to do a while I was away at work?"
"Oh, yes, here they are, my lord."
"Oh, Baldrick, This is interesting, Cart. Have a messy Xmas humbug with soggy pudding?
But no, Crikey. It is a messy Xmas humbug with wet kisses under the mistletoe. Woo!
I'm afraid, Baldrick, the only kisses you will receive are from frogs from a lake with warts on. Please hang up my socks to dry by the fireplace as I'm going to bed.
Ooh.
Good night.
Good night, my Lord Crikey.
Scrooge McCracky went to bed, but not long after he was dozing off when a weird and strange noise awoke him. He was now awake and saw a ghostly figure of a man with chains on his arm tied to a ghostly desk.
Who are you? Go away, you ghosty!
In life, I was your partner at work. I am Jacob Snarley. I've come to warn you, Scrooge McCracky. Tonight, upon Humbug Eve, you'll be visited by the ghosts of Humbug. Beware, beware, beware.
And with that, the ghost disappeared. Old Scrooge McCracky yelled out,
I'm not afraid, no ghost.
He went back to sleep and was awoken by another noise. And he saw another ghostie sitting on his bed.
Who are you? Get out of my bed!
Oh, you're a good man, Scrooge McCrikey. And you don't have to be shown because you're past, because you're a kind and lovely humbug of a man.
Oh, thank you very much, ghostie. I try very hard, you know. Good night now, and happy humbug to ye!
And with that, the ghost disappeared, with little Scrooge McCrikey feeling rather pleased with himself, actually. The next morning, it was Humbug Day, and Baldur came knocking at Scrooge's door.
Good morning, my lord. We haven't any food in the house, but it's okay. I think there are crumbs in the cupboard.
Oh, Baldrick, you're a silly little man. I want...
And before McCracky could finish, there was a knock at the front door, and Baldrick rushed off to find out who it was. The door was a very large woman and a skinny bloke. Maybe not so large woman and a very large bloke, we're not sure.
Hello, my little hobgoblin. Is this the house of one Scrooge McCrikey?
Yes, indeed, madam. But it is Humbug Day. Who are you?
We are Queen Victoria's Secret, and I have a reward for your master for his kind humbug deeds.
Yes, and I am Prince Alberto Sausage. We have huge reward for your master. Quickly, go fetch him. Here, in our business card.
Oh, I'll go straight away and fetch him.
Ah, Baldrick, there you are. Who was at the door, and I hope you got rid of them?
Oh, Lord, it was Queen Victoria's Secret and Prince Alberto Sausage. They say they're going to reward you for your humbug deeds.
Ah, Baldrick, when will you learn that you are indeed a little hobgoblin? Now go out there and throw them out, as they are impostors.
Oh, yes, my lord.
Baldrick goes out and he tries to throw them out, but they insist and walk right into Scrooge McCrikey's room.
And I am Queen Victoria's Secrets, and here is your reward of £200.
Oh, you two make good impression of Queen Piglet Features and German Sausage Sizzle of a husband Alberto. And now I will personally throw you out, both out.
And as the rolls were being thrown out, the queen yelled out,
We are not amused!
Come, my dumpling, let us reward Bob Scratchit instead.
Both the rolls were insulted as Scrooge McCracky threw them out. He turned his attention to Baldrick.
Well, Baldrick, that's another fine mess you got me into. If they were the real royals, they would have given their business card. But since they didn't give me one...
My lord, do you mean this sort of business card?
He looks at it in horror, realizing what a humbug day. Just then, and then knock at the door and Scrooge himself open it. There in the doorway, strange, naked man wearing clogs and holding some tulips.
Hello, I'm from Dutchland. I left my clogs and tiptoe through the tulips, just off to help with dike repair.
Oh, by crikey!
That brings us to the end of our Christmas humbug story. The end.
Yay!
All comments directed to BT Oz, our director.
That was the most bizarre thing I've...
Send all hate mail to Modcast.
Yes.
That was weird. That was awesome, though.
That worked.
I'm glad you all liked it.
Yes, thank you for your effort, John. That was great. This is related to a thread that is now archived on CFC, which went a little crazy. It was a takeoff on the 12 Days of Christmas, but instead of Christmas, of course, it becomes Civmas.
Indeed.
So, 12 Days of Civmas by a number of posters over at CFC and in a couple of cases by myself. Twelve events occurring. 11 workers a-hammering, 10 chariots a-rushing, 9 spies a-snooping, 8 tanks a-blitzing, 7 wonders a-sparkling, 6 colonies a-liberating, 5 stacks of doom, 4 gold per turn, 3 barbs uprising, 2 vassals a-capitulating, and a popped hut free technology.
Five stacks of doom.
4 gold per turn. 3 barbs uprising. 2 vassals are capitulating.
And a popped hut of free technology.
Nice, nice. I like that.
Calling today. In North America, the number is 301-637-7659.
That's 301-637-POLY.
In Europe, 44-121-288-7659.
That's 44-121-288-POLY.
You can Skype us at the Polycast.
Or email us at polycast@apolton.net.
For more information on Polycast,
our sibling show, Modcast,
or about Polycast in general,
log on to the series' official website
at polycast.apolton.net. Back when we were recording episode 52 of Polycast, we talked about the recording of this special and bringing you guys on, Modcast crew. This is part of the discussion that we had, Christmas special 08. This is the first time we've had Modcast that we have all 8 of us on.
8 is enough. Oh, we need to use that song or whatever for like the intro or something.
Oh. No. Well, that's better than the Brady Bunch, okay.
Oh, the Brady Bunch, that could work.
It's the story.
Okay. No. Just no. Stop.
Of a man named Dan Q. Who had this really crappy idea, and he called up Imran and Mackey and Wouter, and they made it, I don't know.
Real.
Made it real. People thought it was kind of sucky, so we had to invite some more women.
That's when Annalie accepted the challenge, and she wishes that she hadn't.
And there was this other,
oh, no,
known as Modcast, who are filled with even greater nerds.
That was funny.
That was that.
And even though that was the plot calling the kettle black.
I remember that.
Thank you for listening to the 2008 Polycast Christmas Special. I'm Daniel Quick, known as Dan Q on the forums, and I've been joined by not just fellow Polycast co-hosts, but Modcast co-hosts as well. We have proven that 8 is indeed more than enough. I've been...
Much, much more than enough.
Twice as more.
Less is definitely more.
Joined by Annalie Barney, who goes by Cartamandua.
Have yourself a merry little humbug.
Imran Siddiqui, who goes by Imran Siddiqui.
Bah, humbug.
Stephanie, otherwise known as Makalua.
Hi, bye, and happy Christmas.
And from the Modcast panel, Garrett Sazaka, Tony Keel.
Daggone it, someone didn't make a Santa Claus mod.
Kenneth Ferland, Impaler WRG.
And a happy new year.
John Archer, BTOS.
And a big happy humbug to everyone out there listening.
And Rough Eye, Tim Pratt.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and a happy new year to all.
Call me Tony.
You could call him Al.
Paul Simon reference. Woohoo!
Call me Al. Call me Al.
Wait, wasn't there a rule against singing somewhere?
I don't have the rule.
That's right. It applies to you and Dan. It does not apply to us.
Doesn't matter. You're going to encourage Dan.
Singing rule suspended for Christmas. Woo!
No, it is not.
Well, just a minute, I've got the guitar here.
Oh, wait, there's a tale of woe and shame.
Are you telling us your life story?
Yep, ever since I agreed to do this show.
So, Dan, when are we going to have a video version of Polycast and Modcast?
Never.
Never.
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
I'd actually have to take a shower before I, get on the computer.
And Lee and I would actually have to bother to put on makeup.
And I'd have to actually bother to wear pants. She tells you, okay, I'll trade you archery for 150 gold on radio. Then you trade archery to three other people for 150 gold, and then they trade it to three other people.
Hey, that's a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, that only works if you've built the pyramid.
You'll be rich.
Oh, by the way, Dan, I do have to say that I like this format simply because I think Cardamandua now appreciates me and you more.
It's true.
It could be worse.
I know. Oh, wow, I never thought I'd be thankful for you two.
Alrighty, thanks, Mr. Scrooge, and have a humbug time to you too.
This is awesome.
Okay,
sorry.
Mackie.
I'll put it on mute.
Stop laughing.
Boy, crikey. Baldrick! Hey, Baldrick! Hey, boy!
And out of the dark... Stop it! You're not helping.
With wet kisses under the mistletoe! Woo!
Sound effects.
I'm I'm not afraid, no ghost.
You went back to sleep, but what, Dan?
I was doing the Ghostbuster themes.
Oh, yes, Ghostbuster. I'm afraid of no ghost. I hear it likes the girls.
No. I ain't afraid of no ghost.
Yeah, I know, that's what I was thinking of.
Yes, come to CivCon in August of 2009 when the weather is not so frightful.
Yes, it's 32 degrees right now in Hunt Valley, Maryland.
Oh, come to CivCon. It will be lots of fun.
I wish I could go because I am too damn freaking bro.
So get a job, you lousy bloke.
Bear with me, this is slightly edited for time and specificity. There we go. Tough word.
Oh, wait, he's writing.
Oh, he's writing something.
Oh, no, he's writing.
Hold on.
We've been holding on.
Hold on.
What are you singing, Wilson Phillips now? You know, a number of things we've said, people have referenced one song or another. I wonder if we should just start doing that more constantly. Everyone's worried about what they're going to say because people might reference a song and then we break out in song.
It's okay. We're awful singers. Everyone appreciates that.
It's sort of funny.
It's all speaking song titles.
Hey, that's a Whose Line Is It Anyway game.
Yes, it is.
You could have Polycast the Musical.
I'm sad me and Dan are on the same wavelength.
Now that's scary.
It's the show that never ends.
It goes on and on, my friends. Some people started singing it.
Date December 6th, 2008. Sound clips copyright Civilization IV, The Warlords, and the Beyond the Sword expansion packs. Non-Civilization IV music is from the following works in alphabetical order by artist. Jars of Clay, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, and Little Drummer Boy, Remix 1. Aaron Kane, We Three Kings. Lavada, Sing a Song. Sandra Moy, Holy Night. John Morgan, Deck the Halls. Mystery Renderer, Angels We Have Heard on High, O Come All Ye Faithful, and O Holy Night. Woody Phillips, The 12 Days of Christmas. Tim Newmark, Away in a Manger. Bruce Springsteen, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Straight No Chaser, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And Unknown, Away in a Manger, Music Box. Copyright 2008, Bolton Civilization Site at bolton.net.
And I wish this show was over. Oh!